You are listening to the Beyond the High Road podcast with Shelby Milford, episode number 84. Stay tuned.
Welcome to Beyond the High Road, a podcast dedicated to healing your heart and life following the grief of alienation. I'm your host, Shelby Milford, a twice certified life coach with an advanced certification in post-traumatic growth and grief. Using proven concepts based heavily in neuroscience and psychology, I developed my own playbook for reintegrating with life and reframing my role as my daughter's mother, even while living apart. I went from feeling agonized, helpless, and directionless to feeling energized, confident, and most importantly, at peace. Today, I get to help other parents like you to do the same. Stay tuned.
Hey, y'all, just making sure I have my microphone on and connected. It was last week. We didn't. You noticed the sound was a little off. So, but it is. It's connected this time. We are in Mother's Day week, as y'all are probably painfully aware. Father's Day is coming around the corner. This is a funky time of year. I mean, I guess that's just a story, because any time of year, we'll find something to remind us of what was, what could have been, what isn't, what have you. Really, actually, for me, it starts around Easter, because I'll go to the stores and we'll see flowery dresses, like little girls' dresses and stuff. It always reminds me of when my daughter was like 3, 4, 5, 6, you know, those princess years. She would love, I would always each year get her 10 or 15 like nice Easter dresses, you know, with the big flowers and the poofy bell bottom, like bell shaped dress that she could twirl, twirling dresses, you know. She would wear them all year long and she loved them until she was probably almost 7. And so this time of year, and I see those dresses and I see the little girls in them, you know. Then, of course, Mother's Day happens. My birthday is in May. And then right after to follow, my daughter's is June 1st. And so for y'all, we've got Mother's Day, maybe some birthdays in there. And then Father's Day for my dad's out there, too. So it's just this time of year when also we go to the stores, we see like the beach balls out, you know, the holiday, summer, school's out sort of merchandise. And so for me, it reminds me of going on vacation. And then it can be challenging sometimes. It can be like a reality check, just like bebopping through the store and all of a sudden you see something and you're like, oh. And, you know, you feel let down. Sometimes back in the day, I would go into a whole slew of stories about what that meant. Like not only my emotions around it, just depending on the day, right? Not only like how I'm always defeated, I'm always like feeling like I don't want to go there again. And that whole story about what I'm feeling inside. And then also the story, obviously, about how we got here, what's happening to her, what's happening to me, all of the things, right? I know you guys share this with me to some extent or another, you know? So I just want to, one, say happy Mom's Day to all of my fellow moms out there who might not be spending their time with their kiddos this year. I know how hard it is. I know how hard it can be. You feel brokenhearted and sad and you miss them. And I get it. I miss mine too. And I think that there's nothing wrong with that, with being in that space. It's okay that you're sad. It's okay that you are feeling any emotion associated with grief or any emotion at all. But I just want to let you know and recognize you guys out there. I know that it feels lonely sometimes. And you're not alone. And to my moms that might see their kids this weekend for Mom's Day or like the day before, days after, whatever it is. Also, my heart goes out to you, because knowing the situation, if you're listening to these episodes, to this podcast, clearly some stuff is going on and you're in the middle of the quote unquote fight, or you don't love how they act when they do come. Maybe you're splitting your time up with stepkids and your alienated child. Maybe you had other kids, like a set, other kids that are yours with a different parent, right? And so you have them maybe full time or whatever is going on there. And then you also have your alienated child who you share the time with. And that's awkward because you feel like you're trying to get a balance and show equal love to all and all the things. I get it. So just want to let you know I'm thinking about you and you are not alone. So that's that. Dads, yours was coming around the corner too. But I think I'm hoping that this episode today will help a little bit. Like as with all the episodes, I sure do hope. All right. So I've had big plans for this episode today and I don't have the title down just yet. I have constructs up in my brain. I want to talk with you about the people and things that you are exposing yourself to on the everyday basis and what influence they have on you, on the ways that you believe and show up in your life. And then also your ideas about what should and shouldn't happen in your life, especially as it relates to your children. And then finally, I want to get to the difference between fighting against something and fighting for it. Okay. So there's a lot to cover. We are going to see right now, we're going to test how succinctly I can get this all out because I was so passionate about this topic while I was driving yesterday and drinking this delicious water that I posted in the private group. This water is amazing. It's pH water. But anyway, I was in the car. Something my coach said to me, and this actually is a quote from my mentor, her coach. She said, if you want to change your life, change who you're comparing yourself to. And that's so true. Think about it. Who is influencing you and who are you comparing yourself to in order to determine whether you are on the quote unquote right track or not? So the Oxford Dictionary defines influence as the capacity to have an effect on the character or behavior of someone or something. So basically, it's the capacity to have an effect on you in this case, okay? So in any way, the way that you think, the way that you move through your world, anything that influences that, which I'm going to tell you right now, if you are thinking about your ex on the daily or frequently, then we're going to have to say that they have an influence on you. Your children have an influence on you and how you think and how you show up. Maybe your next door neighbor. Mine is not a lovely one. And I've always lived in lovely neighborhoods with lovely neighbors and we've all gotten along like family. And the neighbors I have here, the least to one side of me, are not so lovely. So that can have an influence on me and for a good period of time, like it really affected my daily life. And so little things like that, that we don't even consider, the TV shows you watch in the background that you're not really even paying attention to, your social media, we underestimate the power of those which we surround ourselves with. So I'm going to switch gears for a second. I was talking with one of my brand new clients a couple days ago. It was our first session. And we were talking about, of course, the inevitable thought, idea that this shouldn't be happening. This shouldn't be happening. It's not fair. It's not fair to my child. They shouldn't have this experience of their childhood. This is what he kept coming back to each time that he is showing up to pick up his kiddos. These are the thoughts that he comes back to when things don't work out. As all of us, I get it. You know, this is so common for us, and that's why I'm sharing it with you. These thoughts, though, are also causing him a lot of pain. Again, emotions are nothing to solve for, but if it's unnecessary, you know, that's what my job is to help you figure that out. And so I asked him basically, who says it's not supposed to happen? Who says that this isn't exactly how it's supposed to be? I know this is going to piss some of you guys out there off because thinking about it this way is scary if for you, like it used to be for me, means that what the alienator has done is okay. And these are two separate things. Don't conflate them. the person who's alienating your kids from you doing what they're doing, we already know is, if you ask me, it's wrong. They're not behaving the way that a loving parent, functional, emotional adult should. But it's my opinion. I'm sure a lot of you share that as well. But you fighting with reality, it's a losing battle every time. As Byron Katie says, how do we know something should have happened? Because it did. It already happened. So it should have happened. It kind of reminds me of, like, let's say you're playing a friendly game of softball. Somebody hits the ball over the fence, and whoever's playing outfield just watches the ball go over their head and watches the ball like bounce off the fence and go into the other side. And the outfielder just sits there and is staring at the ball and complaining about the ball and yelling at the ump or yelling at whoever and like, look, he hit it out of bounds and how, la, 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 la. And meanwhile, the batter is rounding the bases and about to slide into home. And this guy is still over complaining about how the ball is over the fence instead of just jumping over the fence and grabbing the ball and throwing it back. My point is that you can either sit and argue with what has happened, or you can figure out how to get over the fence, get it, and get back in the game. You know what I'm saying? And so when we argue with what is, what should have happened, what shouldn't happen, what our children's experience should be, what it shouldn't be, then we lose out on this precious time and energy that we have in order to create something new, in order to strategize with somebody, in order to mend ourselves until we can go back in and start playing again. I think the problem is this, is that this goes for all of us. But I think that as we grow up, I'm going to say this, just stay with me during this, because I do oftentimes skirt around what I really want to say. And I coming more and more to the conclusion that I need to stop worrying so much and just say it like it is. And if you don't like it, I'm sorry, but know that I always really, really, really mean well. And I hope that by the end of this episode, you'll get it. But I think what happens is we feel entitled. We feel entitled to a life based on the way that we compare ourselves out to those around us, to the beliefs that we passively took on as our own from the time that we were young on. So we are products of each of our environments. I was thinking about it the other day. You know, some people are brought up in environments where this happens a lot in, like, the UK, I think, and also probably some other areas of Europe. And even in the US, in fact, I really wanted to do this growing up. But kids will, if you come from an affluent family, you go away to boarding school from the time sometimes that you are school age, from elementary school. And if it's not elementary school, then it's middle school. You're off. You get shipped off and you come home for summers and maybe holidays. And that's just the way it is. And some people believe that that is the right way to raise their children. In fact, if doing anything less than that and having their children home for schooling would be a disservice to them, that not seeing them and having them be raised by the school is the right upbringing, the right education. So those kids that go away to school and don't see their parents at all turn out pretty well, I would say. I mean, for the most part, if we're going to go ratios, I don't know. But the parents are not suffering as a result. In fact, it was their choice to send the kids off to school, right? So I think it really just depends on what beliefs you're holding on tightly to, right? So we feel entitled to raise them in the way that we want. And then that doesn't happen for us because the alienator has come in and stepped in the middle of that plan. And we're still fighting to have that plan, but the way that we're fighting isn't working for most of us, okay? If you're here and you're not with your kid, then that way is not effective. So my proposal here is, because listen, in the end, I want all of us to be reunited with our children. That is what I want. Like, it would be, first off, terrible business for me to not want that for you. But truly in my heart, like, that's what I want. I want to help you guys to heal yourselves and change inside in order to adapt to what currently is so that you can effectively go out there, advocate for, fight for your cause and your situation in the most effective, efficient, fucking kick-ass way. That's what I want for you guys. That is my goal, is to help you guys get to the point where you are over the river, through the woods, and past, sitting back in the past and focusing on shit that does not fucking help you. So basically, we get attached to this idealized version of what should and shouldn't be. And that version is fucking you. What should have happened here, what should happen for Mother's Day, what should happen for Father's Day, what isn't happening, they suck, the labeling, the name calling, whatever. We get so invested in these stories and what our children are experiencing or not experiencing. And if you don't know firsthand, then I just say that it's my offer to you, my loving suggestion would be to question, first off, the validity of it. Do you know that that story is true? Is it helpful for you to consider the narrative or the experiences of your kid if they're more embellishments or supposing what might be, how they might be suffering? How is that helping you? And this is what I always talk about too, is like, it can be true, but if it's not helping you, if it's not pushing you forward, then why think it? If you're entertaining stories about how your kid is suffering and this is wrong and this is unjust and this is blah, 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 and you're paying attention to the social media posts that are, this is wrong, this is unjust, the alienator is this, blah, blah, name calling, bleh. Guess what you're going to create in your life? How do you feel when you read posts like that, when you think stories and suppose what is happening elsewhere in the alienator's house, when you suppose the torture that your kid is enduring, taking a victim of? You know? So we are attached and feel entitled to this life, that story that we made up, this idealized version of what should and shouldn't be. And it's really not helpful, because how do you know? How do you know what is to come? How do you know that this isn't exactly what was supposed to happen? Because on this path, maybe you are able to, I was just talking about this with another client yesterday, you are able to reclaim your life and the agency you have over your life, your individuality, so that you can go on and develop the most amazing, intimate closeness connection ever with your children somewhere in the future. How do you know? Maybe this is happening exactly how it's supposed to, because from this blossoms something amazing in your children's lives. I know it's hard to think, because our egos don't like to consider how something like alienation, somebody doing something so horrible as to abuse our children and abuse us and take our rights away, how can this be seen as good? How can we just accept it and lie down for it and like, oh, okay, I guess everything's fine. We could just agree with all of this. It's not that simple. You don't have to agree with it to the alienator. Oh, I love that you've done this. I think it's fantastic. Now, I mean, you could. It's an option. But that doesn't have to be how you do it. You don't have to be grateful that this happened. But I would urge you to look at this belief that it shouldn't have happened. Because clearly, it did happen. It's happening. Right? How can you use it for you? I'm all for parental rights. I think that you guys know this by now. But when we're stuck in that, I've been slighted, shorted, the results you get from that are, I mean, I would argue never good, rarely good, I would say. And still, even if you get a win out of that, coming at anything with the scarcity mindset or I've been slighted mindset, there's no sense of empowerment. You're in that victim-y mindset. And that's not a fun place to be. Okay, so moving along. The easiest way to tell what is influencing your everyday life is to do a very simple audit. Go to Instagram, go to TikTok, Facebook even, whatever it is that you scroll through the most. I would do it to all three if you use all three. But look and see what your feed is. What pops up? What is your algorithm showing you on the regular everyday basis? Are you seeing the angry, complaining posts? How do you feel when you go to each one of those social media platforms? How do you end up when you finally turn your phone off? How are you feeling inside? Are you feeling drained, exhausted? Notice it each time you go. Notice what, if you're scrolling through, like you just go to the main reels thing and it's not your feed, like your page, it's the For You page, you know, whatever. What's coming up for you and what is your knee-jerk first instant reaction to do when you interact with the posts that are being shown that will show you exactly what is creating your results in your life? I mean, obviously, also, it's going to be the people that you hang out with, right? Looking at who are you on the phone with on a regular basis? Who do you text on a regular basis? Who do you email for work? You know, some of these people, it's more of a proximity thing, and it's not necessarily by choice that you're hanging out with the person in the cubicle next to you or whatever it is that you do, you know? There are some people that it is a more of an involuntary relationship. But you can always be very intentional about how much time you spend with these people and in what way that you spend your time with these people. I'm not a firm believer in having to eliminate or avoid things in order for you to feel any way. You can determine how you see the outside world in order to make it work for you and push you forward. But I also truly believe that those that you're allowing to sort of infiltrate and like permeate your mind, their ideas, their ways, their senses of humor, all that sort of stuff, it's an exchange of energy. Everything that we interact with on a daily basis, I mean, is energy. And so if you want to raise your frequency, then raise the frequency of the people outside of you that are influencing you on the daily basis. Also, the people that you think about on the regular basis, the topics that you think about on a regular basis. If you're thinking about your ex a lot or all the stuff I was just talking about, you know what this is going to do for you. I'm not saying deny it. I'm saying change the story. Change it to you being the active player instead of things being done at you. It makes all the difference in the world. Even the seemingly harmless influences. If you're on Instagram and you are, let's say, to my moms out there, following people that, you know, like lifestyle stuff, and you don't feel great about yourself. The posts are all about needing certain products or services, procedures done on you in order for you to measure up. All of those influences are so important to look at. Be intentional, sort of like, I'm a huge Marie Kondo fan, at least her method. If you don't know what her actual method is she takes each room, she goes room by room. She wants you to take everything that you own. So right now, if I'm in this room on this table, I would take all of this stuff. I would take everything out of the pantry is there up there. Everything comes out and goes straight into the middle of the room. Everything out of the cabinets, everything out of anywhere that's in the vicinity. And you put it all in the middle of a floor in a huge pile, right? And then from there, once there's nothing in any of the cabinets, on any surfaces, anywhere, everything's in the middle of the room, item by item, you pick up and you decide whether you want to keep it, if it sparks joy in your life or it does not. If what you're holding on to in your hand reminds you of a time that is not so lovely, yet you still like, let's say it's an article of clothing and you still wear it, but you feel like you need it and you're holding on to it, it's just got a negative energy. And those are one of the things that you put in one of two piles, a giveaway pile or a trash pile. So it's keep, giveaway, trash. And everything that's in the middle of that room gets put in one of those three piles. And then those three piles are dispersed when it's done until you can move on to the next room. Okay, I think I've fully explained that now. You get it, right? Do this with all areas of your life. In this case, I'm talking about the influences. Take an audit of everybody in your life. People you're not even thinking that you think about or that would be an influence. People that you don't want to be an influence in your life. And so you're not admitting, you're in denial that they are, but they are. Like step-parents. Evil step-parents. Right? Those that are alienating the kids from you. I meant the kids' step-parents, but I also mean maybe your step-parents too. Anybody that influences the way that you operate, even for a few moments each day. Now, you can't always just go put these people in a pile, right? Certain people, like let's say like work people, you can't just cut them out of your life. The alienating parent can't just cut them out of your life, albeit I'm sure you tried many times. Hello, you divorced them or left them, you know? But here we are. So you can't just stick them in a pile, but you can in your mind. You can decide who you're going to devote your precious energy to. You can decide how you want to feel when that person is on your mind or in front of you or when you're interacting with them. You can dictate your character, your role in each one of these relationships. Now, for the things that you can control, like who you're following on Instagram, if what you have there is not propelling you forward, not causing you to take action or feel good about your cause and about where you're going, then maybe it's time to let those go, to unfollow. Even like I'm thinking about now, like social media, sometimes in Reddit, this used to be, and I'm sure it still is, but especially back in the day, people would just go to the comments for a lot of these posts. The posts were there for shock value. And then people would just go and run to the comments just for entertainment, right? And not even dealing with alienation. You know, this could be on any topic. But a lot of times we're attracted, flocked to the shock value, the entertainment value, the, oh, this is just for laughs. Maybe you're not even participating, like doing the active commenting or the active interacting. It doesn't just have to be for posts. But you're passively, you're voyeuring. You may think that just because you're not chiming in that it's fine. But if it's influencing the way that you think, then don't underestimate things that are seemingly just innocent, many times are not. So look at all of that. Is this supporting the belief that I'm working to get into? Is this supporting my final goal here? Okay. All right. So that's that part. Now, like I said, I know that many of you probably want to resist what I'm saying right now as far as feeling entitled to a certain story. And I get it. I'm not telling you this because I want you to acquiesce into your role as an alienated parent. I'm not telling you this because I think it's always better to, I do think love is always the answer, but I don't think that we sit back and let things happen in the name of love. I talk a lot about advocating for our children and not fighting, not having a custody battle. I mean this, I really do. And also, I want you to come to get to the place, this is what this podcast is for, you know, ultimately, is so that you guys don't feel so alone and to offer you guys the same tools that I used and use on a daily so that you can get yourself to a better place, so that you can go out there and fight for yourself and for your children. That's really, truly the ultimate goal. Like, I feel very passionate about this. I don't want you to just like accept what you've been given. I don't want you to just sit around passively and kick dirt and wait for your kids to, oh, well, I guess they'll just come when they're ready and I'll just sit here being ignored. No, that is not the message that I ever want to send. And I feel like I've been pussyfooting around a lot of the things I've said, like I said just a little bit ago, because I don't want to offend. I've been doing it and I think it's my own story about that. And me maybe underestimating your ability to see what my heart is for you, my true intentions are for all of this. I 1000% believe in you fighting for what you believe is right. And I also know in order to be effective at doing that, you have to start from the core, and that is you. Just like they say on an airplane, in order to save your child, put the life jacket on you first. We're not running a sprint. This is no short race for most of us anyway. If you've been carrying trauma, undealt with trauma, this takes some time. And that's what I'm here to help you guys do. This is a holistic approach to your reconnection with your child. Now, I will say, I know that there's plenty of parents out there that aren't interested in reconnecting with their children. Maybe your children are grown. There's been, in your mind, too much water under the bridge and you've had it. Okay. Also fine. I support you and your healing in what you want moving forward. And if you're telling yourself that you're not going to fight anymore, or you're just giving up because you've had it, it's too much for you, you can't take the abuse, you can't take blah, 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 that stuff, I really, really want to encourage you to take another look at that. Because that is something that I believe later on is like a regret-worthy standpoint. I feel so strongly about this because I never want you guys to just throw the towel in because you can't take it anymore. You can take whatever you decide on taking. Like, one thing to stand in your own power and be like, yeah, no, I'm good. Like, we've tried, and let's just say they're adult children. They're still acting like buttheads and you've decided to not pursue whatever your reasoning is. So long as you feel empowered in saying it and it's not coming from a place of shame or fear, I'm down. I support you 1,000%. And if you know in the back of your mind that you really want, really would love nothing more than to feel love from your child and you to express love to them, this is also what I want to help you with. All of you that want to reunite with your kids, I want that to happen, but you have to take care of yourself first. You have to. Most of us got ourselves in this situation because we didn't take care of ourselves, right? We picked people that would alienate our children from us. We didn't advocate for ourselves and fight for ourselves even back then. So we have to relearn all of that now and learn that we can't rely on how somebody else behaves in order for us to feel empowered, full, and worthy, and whole, and loved, necessary. We can't rely on what our children do or don't do. This goes like across the board. So you learn these tools now and then play the long game. At least that's what I do, right? I am playing the long game with my kiddo. It's not about me feeling like I need to sit at the edge of my seat rocking and waiting for my daughter to call me. And I'm not so passive or discouraged as to be like, oh, well, I don't know what to do. I'm just going to wait. It's not that at all. I am doing all that I can. For me, I spent over 200, I don't know, I haven't really done the full numbers, between $200,000 and $250,000 on attorney's fees over a decade that I was doing it, right? You guys know my story there. And so what makes sense to me is speaking out with you guys, working on myself and modeling for her from afar until I think of something else. That does not mean that I've given up. Hell no, I haven't given up. I won't give up. I made that deal with myself and that pact silently with her. She doesn't know that, but that's my promise to her. My vow to her. I will never give up, ever. I fight for her and for me every day. Every day. And I don't, even when visits were happening, when Zoom visits were happening, I showed up and it didn't matter how she responded to me, if she showed love back, if she was rude, if she wasn't. It's okay because I'm playing the long game. This is like, okay, today wasn't the day. Tomorrow will be the day. Maybe it'll be the next day. Maybe it'll be 2 years from now. Maybe it'll be 10 years from now. That's okay. Because you know why? I fully trust and I have confidence in the fact that I am not only an amazing mom, but I am a mom who wants my child. I want what's best for her. I want her in my life. I want her as her best version. And so whatever, however long it takes, however many attempts, however many times she says no, fine, cool, okay. That still doesn't deter me. It doesn't take me off my game. I think so many of us, this is what I really wanted to say, and I keep saying that, but so many of us are, and I get it, we're coming from trauma, right? But so easy, so quick to like go kick dirt. Well, I guess this isn't going to work. I've been trying for 2 months. I've been trying for a year. They don't respond in the right way. They are rude, disrespectful. They are whatever your story is. And so you want to give up or you feel so discouraged. I am not shaming you or faulting you for feeling this way. But I also feel so passionate that if you want something, then don't let that stand in the way. You do the work on yourself to feel the confidence from within, to feel assured, the knowingness that you are worthy as their parent. You always will be their parent. They don't need to do anything different, act more loving, less, whatever, doesn't matter, in order for you to know that you are and know your place in their life, however that manifests in the meantime. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, don't let anything, anybody tell you who you are to your child. Or this goes for anything in your life. If you really want, let's say you're in a marriage and your partner wants to leave. If you don't want them to leave, then you fight for them. Put your ego aside. Oh, they don't want me. I don't want them too. That attitude is so childish. I say that with all the love I have in my heart, but it's so fucking childish. If you want something, you fight for it. Not, it should be this way. They shouldn't want to leave me. They shouldn't this. All of those rules are hurting you. And it's only made up in your mind anyway. Your relationship with your child transcends all of this bullshit that is happening right now with alienation. Whether you are sharing experiences with them or not will not matter in your eternity with them. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it brings me to tears to say, to articulate this, but it's so true. Like, this is a drop compared to your unending forever relationship with them. So why allow just this little snippet of time? Why allow a denial of your parenting time or a snide comment or your ex, for God's sakes, who you don't respect anyway? And I know I did it too. I do. I get you. But like, that means nothing in the big scheme of things, you know? So just because they're not giving you this, they should be better, they should act better, blah, blah, blah. So fucking what? What do you want for the long haul? Like, what is the goal? If it's to reunify with them, if it's for you guys to be one, then you'll be one with them now. Don't make it conditional on whether they are acting that the way that you want them to act. Do you know what I'm saying? You be the biggest advocate for them and for y'all and for all of it. Now, model for them what unconditional love truly is. Your love for them, your willingness to go to the ends of the earth for them doesn't have to just be about today. You can play the long game. And if patience is what you're learning, jump on in. You're in the same boat as me. That's okay. But don't let anybody else tell you who you are in relation to your child. Don't let anybody else tell you no about something that you want. Now, you may try your damnedest, like if we're talking to you about something else, you know, a job, a relationship, or something else. If you want it, you need to go after it, put the ego aside and say, doesn't matter how it should or shouldn't be, I want this. How am I going to get it? What do I have to do to get there? That should be the question. What do I need to do to get there? Drop the ego, drop the story about how it should be given to you. We look at and compare ourselves to other people around us. And if those comparisons aren't congruent, they don't work for us, then you need to start surrounding yourselves with other influences that are. Let those people permeate your mindset. Exchange energy with people that you want to be like or that you're growing towards. Do you know what I'm saying? It makes all the difference in the world. What's that saying? Like, a chain is only as strong as its weakest link, something like that. I don't know if I love that saying, but I do like the saying, be the rising tide that raises all ships. I think maybe that's it. I like that saying a lot. So check who you are allowing to influence you on the daily, all of the different ways. Toss it all into a pile and then one by one decide on purpose and designate your social media feed, all of that. Start fresh, start new. If you don't want to create new accounts, you don't have to. Just unfollow and stop clicking on the clickbait for you. Intentionally start picking out the people that you do want to follow. Luckily for social media, when you follow most algorithms are this way, when you follow somebody new, you normally start seeing all of their stuff the most. So that's always good. You know what I'm saying? They'll show you old videos of those people. At least that's how TikTok is. But and Instagram, I think, too, to some extent. So that's really what I wanted to share with you guys today is, yeah, no, I truly believe in actively fighting for your cause, for yourself, and for your child. Absolutely. And in order to do that the most effectively, you've got to start from within. And I know you know that. But sitting around being discouraged, feeling violated, discarded, all of that, these are valid emotions, but we don't need to spend time feeding them. Instead, these are just like little drops of nothing in a huge picture of it all. And those emotions aren't going to help you to get you where you want to go. Those emotions are you holding on to an old story, an idealized version of what you think should have happened and what you think should be happening. Don't let that get in the way of your dreams, because then you will be the one that stopped you from getting you where you want to go, not them. Okay? So on that note, the reason really like this all came up too, because I was thinking about Mother's Day and how everybody has a story about what should be owed to them. I saw a Facebook post that was talking about, you know, basically Mother's Day was on on Dad's year this year and Father's Day, they were split and everybody's like, it shouldn't be that way. It should be stipulated in the decree and all the things. And I was like, you know, here's the thing is that the problem is always going to come down to is that you're always going to be unhappy or like feeling like at the mercy of this decree. Because what happens if y'all, you know how the alienating party is, they're never going to agree. They're only going to agree to something if they're the ones that get the majority of the benefit out of it, right? That's just who they are. So why are we going to fight it and make ourselves miserable for it? Instead, we have this story about some trivial holiday that was made by Hallmark or whoever, right? That is just a regular fucking Sunday. You know what I'm saying? And all of this fucking uproar, right? About who gets what and they're taking my day and blah, blah, blah. Who cares? That's what I say to that. And I don't mean to offend anybody, but like, seriously, who the fuck cares? In the end, who are you in relation to your child? You are your child's eternal parent. You know, how can you, if Mother's or Father's Day or whatever holiday, birthday, whatever is so important to you, then how can you support you on that day? How can you let go of the constraints that you are putting on you by placing the importance on that day? Hope that made sense. You know what I'm saying? How can you support you moving forward and developing a more workable story around these holidays? Without surrendering to, without cowering down, this isn't about fighting against them. It's fighting for what matters. Okay. All right, you guys. Listen, moms, you know I love you. I'm not planning to make another Mom's Day. I don't think I am. I do urge you, if you haven't already, go back to the Mom's Day special edition that I gave you guys, that I made for you guys last year. I think you can't listen to something like that enough, in my opinion. You know, it's always nice to have those encouraging words in your ear hole. In fact, I used to sleep with like my own words in my ear, like basically affirmations, but ones that were encouraging, words that I already believed, just to solidify them. And sometimes, side note, and then I got to go, But first off, I always think of Saturday Night Live. Daily affirmations with Stuart Smalley. But I do believe that affirmations can actually work against you if you're telling yourself stuff that you don't already believe or are on your way to believing. So if you're telling yourself that, for instance, that you are like, maybe you've just started running for a hobby and you're wanting to do like a 10K. But if you're telling yourself every day that you're an Olympian and you don't believe it, like every part of you is like, sure, I'm an Olympian, then it's not going to work. In fact, what it's going to do is only build that more resistance to this new undertaking of being a runner. But if you instead change that affirmation to something that sounds doable for you, like I am becoming an adept runner. I am something that's really believable and a little bit boring. I have the mental stamina and motivation to be an amazing runner, you know, something like that. That'll work amazing for you. But don't just jump to something that you're just not ready to believe, because that will turn around on you and work against you. Okay, listen, you guys, I was about to say Merry Christmas. Happy Mother's Day. Okay. And join the private Facebook group. I'm doing, of course, this Friday, live event, where I will be expanding on this and going further into, yeah, stuff, Mother's Day and mindset shifts and stuff like that. Noon on Friday, noon Eastern time. Okay. Private Facebook group. The link is below. Okay. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening today. If you like what you're hearing and you'd like to hear more, please make sure to click subscribe wherever you're listening or watching. Also, for bite-sized clips and tips, be sure to find me on TikTok or Instagram. See you next week.